This is what the teacher of the law said to Jesus. To love God with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is more important than burnt offerings and sacrifices. And Jesus told that man that he was close to the kingdom of God. Have you ever thought about that expression? What does it mean to be close to the kingdom? Does that really count for much? Doesn't being close to the kingdom still just mean that you are outside the kingdom? It's like the old joke, what do you call a man who comes in second in a marathon? The first loser. Close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, not in matters of faith. The man in Mark chapter 12 knows the essence of the law, which is to say that he knows that love is more important than the ceremonial specifics of Moses. Understanding that love is the essence of fulfilling the law, however, does not somehow make it easier for us to keep. Quite the contrary. It is much easier to observe all the formal postures, gestures, and rubrics than to care for the needs of those I despise. Yet the law of God is a good thing. We are not antinomians, we are pronomians. Understanding the law of God is good and necessary for us because it busts the delusion that I am good. The first step toward a solution is to admit you've got a problem. But knowledge of the law, even a correct understanding of its heart, is not sufficient to save. Instead, it accuses, it unveils our shortcomings, it pronounces us guilty, and worse than guilty, condemned and sentenced to death. The bottom line is this: you are going to die, and there is not a single thing you can do about it. None of you loves God above all things, and none of you loves your neighbors as yourself, nor do I. So the man in Mark chapter 12 understands what the law requires, but thankfully Jesus does not end the conversation there. He goes on to explain the role of the Messiah. He explained that David's son is David's Lord. This one almighty, eternally begotten Son of God has conjoined and united himself to flesh and blood. The finite holds the infinite. The law says to love your neighbor as you love yourself. But Jesus exceeds the demands of the law in doing unto others more than he did for himself. For our Lord starved himself in the desert, yet provided manna from heaven and multiplied loaves and fishes for others. He would not defend himself against false charges, but rebuked the mob in the face of the true charges against the woman caught in adultery. He laid down his own life outside Jerusalem, but called Lazarus forth from the grave. Yes, the law is kept and fulfilled. Jesus Christ did all the law demanded, and then some. He loved his neighbor more than he loved himself. He kept the law in every point from the greatest to the least, and then he humbled himself even further, for he allowed the law to do to him all that it should do to us. David's Lord, God of God, light of light, dead. Dead as death, dead as Abel, dead as Adam and Eve. David's son and David's Lord, put to death by the law in order to give us new birth by the power of his resurrection. God wills that you love God and your neighbor perfectly. The scribe rightly discerned that to violate that was a greater sin than failure in ceremonies. But as close as he was, I think he still missed a crucial point. For there is more than accusation and demand in burnt offerings and sacrifices. You see, the blood rituals of Israel were not only law. They were not merely a demonstration of obedience or humility on the part of Israel. They were gospel. They were atonement. The blood rituals of Israel were law to the Lamb, but they were gospel to the people. The cross is law for Jesus, but good news for you and me. The ceremonies of Moses, that entire temple service, was given by God as a foreshadowing of what God would do to his son as an innocent in our place to satisfy his own wrath for us. In a sense, you could say that you were saved by God from God. Burnt offerings and sacrifices revealed how God would make payment for man's rebellion. Burnt offerings and sacrifices revealed that the blood of Jesus would be shed to remove our debts, guilt, and shame. Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ is the burnt offering, and he is the sacrifice on our behalf. That is how he loved his neighbor, and that is greater than the greatest of the commandments. In Jesus' name, amen.